This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. Stuff in our faces. Thank you again to the Milk and Honey. 13 locations in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. We're all pummeling French toast and chicken
and waffles.
It's very nice
of them. It's really good.
Treating us well.
The biscuits.
So good. The chicken's amazing.
Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, where you can custom fit you with new GT medals from Titleist. They have the new Apex irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfed by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. It's been perfect for golf.
Yeah.
No, the weather's been spectacular.
Been incredible. Spectacular. You there?
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, it's a little choppy.
You were kind of going in and out there for a second.
See how it goes. Guys.
All right, so let's start off with a pretty big game, noon kick up in East Rutherford, Notre Dame and Navy. Yep. Notre Dame is... like a 13.5, 14-point fave. Last time Navy beat Notre Dame, I think it was about 8 years ago, maybe nine.
2016, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is interesting because Blake Horvath, who's Navy's quarterback, and obviously Navy, Army and Navy are just known for running, but he leads the nation in pass efficiency and yards per attempt. He's actually a really good thrower, and they're scoring a lot more touchdowns each week than they were last year. So this will be interesting. It's a great test, and especially since Army and Navy are both ranked now and both undefeated. This is a very interesting game.
Yeah, I hope it'll be fun. I have been an advocate for years of Navy and Notre Dame not playing every year because of the imbalance. Notre Dame can recruit anybody. They have their own TV network. They never play the game in Annapolis. It's always like this, either
right.
at a so-called neutral site where Notre Dame has 75% of the fans or at Notre Dame. So that's why, you know, it's easy to see why Navy wins so rarely. They lost 43 in a row from 1964 to 2006 and then finally won in triple overtime in 2007. But this is a good Navy team. It's not a fluke that they're 6-0. It's not because their schedule's been that easy. They beat Memphis, which is a good team, earlier in the season. They've dominated their opponents. I mean, they're winning games by like an average of 25 points. Notre Dame's really good. I still don't know how they lost to Northern Illinois because they've been crushing their opponents too. And, I talked to Brian Newberry earlier in the week, and he said, look, it won't take a miracle for us to win, but we'll have to play damn near close to a perfect game. And I think that's a realistic outlook. And it's great for Navy and Army to be this good. They could meet in the conference championship game.
Yeah, that's crazy. They could play back-to-back. They could play back-to-back games, Army and Navy.
Yes, they could play Friday, December, I think it's December 8th. No, December 6th.
Yep.
And then play again 8 days later in the Army-Navy game on the 14th. That's possible right now.
Yep.
So it is certainly an intriguing game, and it'll be a different level of test for Navy than what they faced so far this season.
Where will you be watching it?
Right here in the chair that I'm sitting in.
Oh, good.
In my house.
Yeah.
I thought about going, but tomorrow is Jane's birthday, and so I'm going to drive up and after the game and have dinner with her and stay overnight. So the Post actually asked me if I wanted to go, but Sally Jenkins is going to go, which is good.
How old is your daughter now?
14.
Mm. Time flies. Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, you guys know. You've been through it with your kids.
Yeah, of course.
But it does fly.
It does go fast. And you know, you look at Jane's now 5'8", and I look at her and I say, wait, this is the baby I held in my arms on the night she was born.
Mm.
And now she's a tall, pretty girl. She's a great kid. I love her, obviously. But yeah, she'll be 14 tomorrow.
Wow.
Thank God.
Do you
made it to the 26th because Bob Knight's birthday is today.
Oh, wow. Do you travel less now that you've moved out where you have? Because I mean, it's a little less convenient for you, right?
It is. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I'm a 3-hour drive from D.C.
Yeah.
And I've gotten used to it now because I go up and see Jane once a week. But, yeah, it's certainly less convenient. But and you guys know that in latter years I've become a driver. Mm-hmm. I fly, as I tell people, I fly when I'm heavily drugged and heavily overpaid, basically.
That's the best way to fly.
That is the best way to fly. There's no question about it. And my problem isn't so much the flying, you know, once you get off the ground and everything. It's the whole airport scene, which is still, even all these years after 9/11, a mob scene most times.
Right. All right. Well, you have any thoughts? Can I transfer to Skins?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have any thoughts on a best guess as to whether or not? I mean, I know you're just guessing, but right. Jaden hasn't practiced for 2 days. They, right. You know, Schefter reported that he's going to try to attempt whatever that means to practice today.
You can always attempt.
Right. So I don't know what that means. I'm assuming if he does actually practice today, they'll say it's limited, but I actually think that would be a good sign.
I think he's going to play, honestly. Yeah. I mean, they could play Mariota for a week or two. He's perfectly competent to do that. And I certainly wouldn't do anything that would put Daniels at risk if I were the team. Mm. But my sense on Monday, I heard a comment from Quinn saying, you know, well, we'll have to see as the week goes on. When a coach says that, that usually means he expects the player to play. You know, if it were less likely, they would say, well, you know, he's banged up. We'll have to see. But it's a tough injury to come back from, whatever. So I think he'll play.
And I certainly
wouldn't. I wouldn't bet at any of the 9 million betting sites we have now. But I think he'll play.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he does
yeah, who do you like?
Well, it's in Chicago, right?
No, it's here.
Do they ever play road games? It feels like they play at home every week. If it's in D.C., I would lean towards the Commanders. I think they're a better team than Chicago overall. You know, Chicago's benefited from a very weak schedule to be 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders have beaten a couple of good teams along the way, although they haven't had a terrible schedule either. But, I would lean toward the Commanders. But there's a reason, guys, why I don't bet on games. And that's because I like having a roof over my head.
Well, you don't have to bet a lot. You can bet a few dollars here and there just to keep you interested.
You might have the compulsion, though.
Do you know Jason made a bet, John, the other day? He admitted to us that it was for $1.79.
Yeah, and it paid me
$1.79?
It paid me $13,
yeah,
and I was happy.
He's a degenerate, John. He just likes the action.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I know there are a lot of people like that. My brother's a little bit like that. He likes to gamble, but never in a way that gets him in trouble.
Look, John, I went through a stretch of my life, John, when I was in college and just out of college, even in high school, where I bet money I didn't have, a lot of money, and I owed a lot of money to bookies and had to borrow from uncles. It was just embarrassing. So now that I've got money, I protect it. You know, I treasure my money that I have, so I don't want to just throw it away.
Pressure's lining up to win $10 when you haven't got $10.
Right.
You know, I know I have an addictive personality. My mother was an alcoholic. I certainly could have gone that way earlier in my life. Did not, but I'm aware of that
I think I'm heading that way, actually.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be the first.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't be the first who does this show on occasion. So anyway, I would not bet on this game if I were going to bet on a game. But I think Daniels will play. I think Daniels is the real deal. I know people have started to say that now after, what, seven games. But I think I said to you guys in preseason, I thought he was the real deal. And that's why, if there's any question about whether he should play, I'd sit him. You know, let Mariota be the quarterback for a week or two. That's what happened in Robert Griffin's first year.
Yeah.
He got hurt, missed a couple weeks. It happens. Not many teams get through an entire season with one quarterback.
Yeah, it rarely happens now.
Well, I think the difference is we kind of had a weird, like, fake protocol that was going on there. Remember who was the famous surgeon that was on the sideline all the time?
Dr. Andrews.
But the information never really got to Shannon. Like, it was all weird. Now it seems like process is better. And if the doctors clear him, well, why the hell wouldn't Quinn play him?
Uh-huh.
No, I agree. It's not one of those situations where I think Griffin insisted on going back in the game. And Dr. Andrews just stood there wearing his little beanie cap and did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would happen today. That if the doctor says to Quinn today, tomorrow, whenever he can go, I think he'll go.
Right.
Talking to Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. A lot going on from the World Series to the start of the NHL and NBA season. I wanted to ask him real quick, though. What'd you make of LeBron and Bronny's first game together?
It was good theater. I don't think Bronny's an NBA player. I think they'll keep him around for a while and eventually send him to the G League because that would be the best thing for him. But LeBron has met his goal of playing in an NBA game with his son. Bronny's played in the NBA, but I watched the kid play at USC some, and I've seen him play since then some. I don't think he's an NBA player right now. That doesn't mean he won't become one. I mean, remember, he only went to college for 1 year. He had the setback with the heart issue. So there's good reason to think, well, you know, give him a couple of years in the G League, let him learn, let him improve, hopefully get well coached. And then see if he's an NBA player. I don't think it's fair to judge him right now.
All right, so let's talk about the World Series. Rob Manfred and, of course, Fox could not ask for a better matchup.
Right.
Game one tonight in L.A. And, you know, these two teams have not faced each other since 1981 in the World Series, which is kind of crazy. So the Dodgers, think about it. I mean, I know they won the World Series in the COVID year. I kind of throw that out. John, I don't know how you feel about
it. I do too. So, I throw out all results that were affected by COVID.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, there was no one there, but, you know, fine. They're in the history books of winning the World Series in 2020. But the last time they won before that was 88. This is just a huge matchup with huge stars. I know you're upset the Mets aren't there, but thoughts?
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed, but I'm not upset. They had a great year.
They did.
And it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, I think, like you said, it should be a great matchup for TV ratings. It's a shame they waited 5 days between the last game of the playoffs and the World Series. I hate when they do that. The NBA does it sometimes, too. But I kind of lean toward the Yankees. Don't ask me why. I don't have a logical reason. You know, I'm not one of those guys who goes through player by player or does analytics or anything. I think the Yankees have the best starting pitcher in Cole. They have two and potentially three superstars in the middle of their lineup if Stanton continues to hit. And I think it'll be a 6 or 7 game series. If I had to bet, which fortunately I don't, I'd bet on the Yankees, and then the Dodgers would win.
This is going to be. I'm actually looking forward to this tonight. First pitch.
No, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
I will stay up, and you guys know I don't stay up for much.
Yeah.
But I think that the only good thing about the Mets series was they were so far behind in most games I was able to go to bed.
Right, you can punt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'll watch all nine innings or certainly if it goes extras right. tonight, but I'm going to watch as much as I can before I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll, you know, see how the game goes. If it's a tight game, I'll stay up. If it's not, I'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
Get ready for Navy Notre Dame.
That's right. There's a lot going on this weekend.
There is a lot going on. You got the World Series. You got a bunch of good football games, college and pro. And like you said, hockey and basketball are underway. I wish ESPN would hype the NBA a little more. You know, they only do it about 23 hours a day.
We haven't talked about the Caps at all, right? I know we haven't for a second. I mean, any thoughts on the hot start? Is this for real, or is this just kind of mirage, fluky, roller coaster? That's going to be what it always is.
I think it's more than a mirage. I think they're good. I think they've made. I think they will make the playoffs. They won't have to wait till the last day of the regular season to do it. I don't think they're the best team in the East or in the league, but I think they're a very solid hockey team. They made some good moves during the summer. McClellan's been a very good general manager. They've had back-to-back excellent general managers in McPhee and McClellan, and I think they're well coached. Which was a question mark last year. I don't think it is this year. It's like when I was talking, like I said earlier this week, to Newberry, Brian Newberry, he said that one of the things that was better this year, besides a lot of other things involving the players, of course, was that he's a better coach because it's his second year as opposed to his first year. He feels more comfortable in the job. He's been through it all once now. I think the same is true of the Caps. They've got a second-year coach who's been through it all, who went through a tight race to get into the playoffs last year. And I think he'll be a better coach this year. I think they're solid. I think they're a very solid team that could be like a 4-5 seed.
All right, John.
That'd be nice.
Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the birthday with your daughter.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yep.
And talk to you next week. It'll be November.
I know.
It's crazy. Hope the warm weather continues. All right,
John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where you can custom fit your clubs, then custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. You can get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, it's EB's entertainment page here on the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Fan. All right, every week now on social media, if we don't put that parlay up soon,
yeah,
people start hitting us up on Instagram, on Facebook. Where's the parlay? Here's the deal. It's not locked in officially.
It is not.
Because the Brian Robinson bet It'll happen.
The numbers have not been released.
But it hasn't been released.
Right.
So once that is locked in, Cakes will officially make the bet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a picture of it and it'll be.
You can
so what I'm going to do right now, I'm just going to tweet the five people that we've picked for touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah. If you missed it, it's D-Hop. It's a bunch of Browns. A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and then Devontae Smith and B-Rob.
Valdez, I'm being genuinely sincere about this. I don't understand it. I consider you, you're good with the math with all this. Why does this seem easier to hit than the when we're picking games straight up? Everything's adjusted according to, you know what I mean? Everything's got a odds. Why do we seem to be closer in hitting this more? Is there any reason?
I don't think we're going with long shots like we did with the regular
parlay. I feel like the longest long shot is D-Hop at plus 200.
What were we doing before? We were doing plus 700?
Everybody was doing a long shot. That's why we would potentially win like 20 grand.
Is that...
That's not that's not.
I don't
not
think I was. Not I think necessarily.
There was a lot
even.
Of
even.
I don't know. Maybe
simply it's just the odds have been
because
lower.
Maybe if there's you know
we also know the NFL better.
I think you. Well, that's it's what easier. We were doing. I think it's easier to predict the score than to predict the game.
Say again.
It might be just easier to predict the score than the game.
Yeah, because there's only a certain amount of options to score a touchdown on offense.
Right, but there's only two options for picking a game.
That's the simple way to look at it, but
I honestly don't understand it.
The game, itself is less predictable.
There's so many plays. You're saying it's flip a coin. It's not that easy because there's so many plays in an NFL game or a college game that can affect that side of it.
Oh, I understand.
You get more bites at the apple when you have someone on offense and you have 11 drives a game.
All of that be absorbed by the odds. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. So I guess the answer has to be
we're eliminating
we're taking surer shots.
We're eliminating a couple of the picks, so it's easier. For instance, we have five total picks when before we would have
six or seven.
Yeah, we need more legs to hit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
It's just harder to. It's hard to pick NFL or college games. Pick a side. It's hard to do that.
It's also hard. I think it's hard to pick who's going to score a touchdown. I mean, there's only a few options.
But after you've got 5 or 6 weeks of games, like you kind of can dial in on who's scoring touchdowns for which teams.
Yeah,
that's fluky and random because like last night you would have bet Justin Jefferson to score a touchdown. Yeah. You wouldn't have bet on
Josh Oliver
scoring the first touchdown last night. Like the odds on him scoring were probably, what do you think, plus 2,000? I mean, the longest of long shots.
It was kind of surprising.
So, I mean, sometimes it's fluky and weird.
But. Cup scored. Kyren Williams scored.
Yeah.
I mean, those were kind of obvious choices.
Some of the usual suspects found the end zone. Right. DeMarcus Robinson also scored twice.
I mean, what's Derrick Henry's odds to score this week? Probably minus 250?
I would guess. I can look it up, but it's probably in that neighborhood.
All right. Let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
Please
Some of
do.
This stuff is wild. It's not really Hollywood, but it's kind of Hollywood because... Because the media is all over the Menendez brothers and the documentaries that are out. Weren't there like dueling documentaries?
I know there was a Netflix one by the same, I think it was the same people that did the Jeffrey Dahmer miniseries.
Well, apparently, they actually, they could be resentenced any day now. They're pondering it. I guess the district attorney, L.A. district attorney, recommended the resentencing. The judge is considering it. And what they may end up doing is taking the death penalty off the table, resentence them to something like 50 years because they did kill their parents. But I think it's basically universally acknowledged now, and this is part of the reason why they're maybe getting some grace, is that they were clearly sexually abused and abused, and this was how they lashed out. I think some of this was maybe presented at trial, but you know people look at things differently now. I don't know. I don't know exactly why, but if they do resentence them to 50 years because they were under the age of 26 and because of the time they've served, they could be eligible to be released immediately.
Oh, wow.
So how about that? For
how old are they now?
That's what like Roger the Engineer was
saying. Our age?
He said, how about that?
Maybe.
How about that? The Menendez brothers getting out.
And you remember the one, I can't remember if it was Erica Lyle, was like really kind of a tennis prodigy.
Yeah, he was.
And he, if you read some of the letters he was writing his cousin, where he was kind of
also acknowledging the abuse he was suffering at home. He was talking about playing in the Easter Bowl and the Orange Bowl, and these are like big tennis tournaments when he was a ranked amateur player.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you need to go back and check your old, if you have any old basketball NBA cards from back in the day. If you have a Mark Jackson card, when the Menendez brothers are sitting in the front row watching
that,
the game.
That one's worth something, right?
That one's actually worth some coin.
What card? Can you tell me what? Is it a Hoops card? Like, is it? Is it the Hoops,
I'd have to look
that
it up.
Brand?
I'll tell you exactly
or is it like
what
a
it
Tops
is.
Card? I feel like it might be a Hoops.
Hoops.
It's an NBA Hoops card.
It's a Hoops.
Yeah. I had a ton of those. Now, those things are largely worthless. Everybody thought you were going to get rich off the David Robinson rookie card that year.
It's a Mark Jackson card, I believe.
Yeah,
right.
It is Mark Jackson.
But everybody thought you were going to get rich off the David Robinson thing. And they just mass produced 75 billion cards, and they're not worth anything.
Yeah. They're garbage.
What are they going for?
One I'm looking at is 300.
Let me see which one it is.
This one right here. They're the Menendez brothers right there in the background.
Wow, that's crazy.
So sick. What year? It's a 90 Hoops?
1990. Hoops, Mark Jackson, number 205.
They say it's an error cut. Why is it an error cut?
I'm sure I know. You think I'm a card nerd?
Why? What is it?
There's a lot of those cards out there, so I don't think it's worth that much. Guaranteed I have that card at home.
Well, why does it say error cut?
Well, sometimes that's probably why it's worth 300.
Misprint,
maybe? No, I understand, but what is the error?
Like a misprint?
Yeah, no, it's like the card is cut or it's off-centered or something's wrong with it.
Or like they spell Mark with a... With a C instead of a K.
That'd be a big one.
Or did they? Somebody noticed the Menendez brothers were in there, and then they stopped producing them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I gotta know. I gotta see the detail. Tweet me, hit me up. I'm desperate to know. By the way, would you be offended personally? I mean, it doesn't affect your life at all. But would it bother you if the Menendez brothers were resentenced to 50 years? They've already served 30 some years, because they blew away their parents in a gruesome fashion.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody should do that, but also nobody should be sexually abused, and obviously it led to this. What would you be?
Would I be offended by it?
Would it bother you on any level, or are you actually kind of rooting for them to have another shot at life? I'm actually kind of rooting for them
to get another shot at life. If they were 100% sexually abused?
Yeah. I think they were traumatized, and the mother allowed it to happen, and the dad was a real
because if they were, I would say yes, I would like.
Read the letter from
because
one of
if
them.
They were sexually abused by the dad, he deserved what he got.
Right. They one of the letters said the guy, he was classic. You just terrified, never knew when his dad was going to walk into his room at night.
That's awful.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Like somebody you're supposed to trust.
It's a mitigating factor, but you can't justify murdering.
I'm not saying you do, but they spent 35 years already.
Yeah, they kind of served the penalty.
So you want them to stay in prison if you had to pick one side or the other.
I don't know enough about it. Like I don't really follow sensationalistic stories.
But just based on what
I'm
telling you, I'm okay with them having another shot at life.
I think I might be okay with them spending the rest of their life in prison.
Really? Okay. Fair.
We differ just like we differ with
pretty much in everything. Yeah. This is crazy. I told you, Cakes, I'm out on the Kelseys. It's too much Kelsey.
There's a lot of Kelsey
overexposure. Too much Kelsey. They aren't that great, guys. Okay, Jason Kelce made a great center.
I think you're seeing more Jason now than
Travis.
Than
right,
Travis.
Sure, because he's, doing his own thing. But they're now saying ESPN is exploring a late-night show featuring Jason Kelce. Good luck with that.
Well, I know four guys who would never watch it. They're all sitting right
here. I wouldn't
here.
Watch it if you one of you guys were hosting it.
I think it's going to be a once a week.
I don't do late night
Not
TV.
Like a daily.
I don't either.
I don't watch Jimmy Fallon. I don't even know who's hosting late night TV shows outside of Jimmy Fallon anymore. Like, I guess Jimmy Kimmel's still doing his bit.
Colbert, the same losers.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I don't pay any attention to them.
I don't think the world pays attention to them anymore. When Letterman moved on, even when Conan moved on.
Yeah.
It was kind of it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some of the Jimmy Fallon bits I see are funny, but not funny enough to the point where I'm going to like digest it every day and like watch it like on a recording.
No.
I'm just not going to do that.
All right, Valdez, can you tell me? Because I've heard of this name. I don't know why she's famous. This Karina Kopf lady. Okay.
I've heard the name. Not sure why she's famous either.
I think she's a hot chick.
Okay.
She had an OnlyFans. That she did for 3 years.
Okay.
Not she. Is she famous from OnlyFans, or was she famous before OnlyFans?
She with the Paul brother? I feel like she might be with one of the Pauls.
So she's just like a YouTube person?
I'm not sure. Could be wrong.
She made $67 million just on OnlyFans in 3 years and is retiring now. She's shutting it down. So I'm assuming, did she show everything on the OnlyFans? Like, is it like...
I mean, if you're making $60 million...
My guess is yes.
I've got
I wouldn't know. You might have to ask Drabby.
Yeah, I would think you might know.
Drab might know.
Drab, who's Karina?
I don't pay for porno.
She's making NBA baller money on OnlyFans.
Why is she famous? Was she famous before the OnlyFans?
I don't think so, but I might be wrong. I'm not an OnlyFans guy. I've never been reading.
I know. First of all,
I think she was just an influencer.
Yeah, Nobody here, background. I believe this. Other than maybe Mar. Nobody here has paid for OnlyFans. Mar might. I also believe nobody here would admit to it.
He's too busy buying Zins. He's not paying for OnlyFans.
I do believe nobody here pays for OnlyFans. Correct. That goes without saying.
She has been in a relationship with Logan Paul. So maybe that helped her rise to prominence. But what I'm reading is she just started as an influencer doing pranks and goofy stuff like that. And then it was on Twitch.
Pranks are no longer funny. Pranks died with Jackass, right? Or is still a thing?
Okay, but it says here, she went on David Dobrik's YouTube squad channel.
Dobrik.
Okay. Yeah. And she did daring pranks and diverse content over time.
Before OnlyFans?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why she's famous. Because that guy's super famous.
Drabby, okay. I thought of you yesterday.
She started into the world of gaming, particularly on Twitch.
All right. I thought of Drab. I was in Harris Teeter. I was looking for like body armor or Gatorade Zero. On the top shelf, there was body armor that was co-branded with Dude Perfect. And like I remember like a year and a half ago, Drab brought up Dude Perfect. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And he looked at me like I'd been living in a cave in Afghanistan for the last 10 years. But
well,
apparently,
look at their headquarters.
Now, I know that they make a ton of money. I know they're wildly popular. But up until 2 years ago...
When you said body armor, I actually thought you were looking for actual body armor.
Like Kevlar.
Yeah, like someone was going to attack you.
Hey, Mar, what do you want? Mar has something I
get it now.
No, I was going to jump in before he said it, and I was going to say she blew up because she was on David Dobrik back in the day with his little vlogs and stuff.
Yeah.
But now, to my knowledge, it wasn't like... There was no hidden skins on the OnlyFans because it's all got leaked on Reddit back in the day as well.
So it's all just...
I mean,
just
she should have been
tiggles.
On Valdez's Mount Breastmore, whatever he called it. Because she says, I mean,
really?
Silly.
Really?
67,000 or 67 million.
That's a bit,
on the short
that might
side.
Be a big whiff by you. OnlyFans, like, biggest creator ever.
Like I said, these are real celebrities, not YouTubers
right.
or internet celebrities.
Very good point.
These are females who actually have skill, like acting or singing.
All right. Well, if somebody,
should we know who David Dobrik is? Because I didn't.
I do.
I don't. I mean, I think
I know who
Jason,
the kids are.
I think I've heard the name,
Your
but I couldn't
does.
Tell you what he does.
Yeah, I guarantee
oh, yeah,
you
I'm sure.
Does. Yeah.
I find it unbelievable that EB doesn't know the moon is in the sky, but he knows who David Dobrik is. Like, how do you know that? You don't know anything. You're like, anything that's going on in the world, you're completely clueless on.
He's a fan of the vlog squad.
David Dobrik, I don't have a clue.
I kind of know the YouTube guys and girls of late.
You like the Nelk boys or something? I always hear
I like
say.
The Nelk guys. I think that, yeah.
don't
I like,
know who that
what
is.
What do they do?
Are those the Costco
they
guys?
They used to. I'm not into what they used to do. No, they used to do pranks.
Who are the Costco guys?
They used to do pranks.
It's AJ and Big Justice.
AJ and Big Justice.
They used to do pranks.
Can't believe you guys know that.
It's horrible that it's taken over society.
Oh, okay. I'm interested in who I consider to be just kind of like normal people that have these extraordinary followings.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It just blows you away.
Yeah, and so I watch it from afar, you know, and I just kind of like, just check on. I'm like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. So I did that. So that I've gotten into the golf YouTube world, which I know. But actually, you get now regular people try to do golf YouTube because golf YouTube is being so big now. I don't know. I know that Kai Cenac guy. I know the guy that jumps over the. Did they ever debunk the guy jumping over the high speed or whatever guy? This jumping over the friggin' car.
We're down the influencer wormhole.
What about PewDiePie?
I don't know if speed's been debunked.
I don't think it's been debunked.
What does PewDiePie do?
I don't know. He got in trouble.
He's in trouble.
I think he got into deep doo-doo. PewDiePie got doo-doo.
The top three YouTubers.
Remember PewDiePie? What,
Mr. Beast, number one.
Girls. Mr. Beast, he's also
like
on the brink
Nastya.
Of trouble.
Hey, it's like, Brett.
Why are all these guys getting in trouble?
Myself from Mr. Beast.
Why are all these guys getting in trouble?
Because they're all hollering at 15-year-old girls online.
Yeah, that's stupid. Not a good thing.
I think PewDiePie, I think he got sized for Nazi references or something.
All right.
He stepped in that wormhole.
Yeah. I mean, it's a million. You got to be careful when you put your whole
world out. The number two YouTuber is a 7-year-old girl.
Let me guess. She's unboxing, like, toys and making $50 million a year.
The only YouTuber.
We missed our calling.
The only YouTuber I really follow is the girl. I think she's European. I don't know what country, but she's the drummer, and she has videos of her drumming and playing all the, you know, the popular.
Okay. I watch all those. I watch
Rolling Stones, Boston Journey.
I've seen her.
She's unbelievable.
I've seen her. Have you seen the guy though that does like the, with the? He's the one guy. He's like from Czechoslovakia. I don't know where the hell he's from. Serbia.
Yeah.
And he does the fastest drumming in the history of the world.
No, I've seen him.
And he can do it with one hand, and then his foot is doing the other.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send you.
I'm gonna be
like,
blown away.
You're gonna be beyond blown away. They have all these drum teachers, and are like, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
Lars Ulrich just looks at him like, I wish I could play like that.
Nobody can play like this guy. Nobody.
Guy's silly.
I don't know. People that, you know, if you're on my algorithm or whatever, you get them to show up on your feed. I love those. And I started getting it when I watched the guy, Chad Smith or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Is that his name? From Chili Peppers
drummer, yeah.
Yeah, when he did the, what did he do? He did the actor who's got a band. Those 30 Seconds of Mars.
Jared Leto.
He did Jared Leto's song. Yeah, just like not hearing it before and just, it was amazing.
No, he's a musical genius. That's what they can do.
He's a musical genius.
Yeah.
It's this girl, Cena.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break.
She's like the best drummer in the world.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Don't forget Scott Abraham, sports director, anchor of ABC 7, will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk Bears Commanders with him.
You know, I'm leaving right at 9:56 today. I don't even know.
Where's the destination?
So here's what's interesting. They play Columbia this weekend, okay? And by the way, I'm feeling a little melancholy, as you can imagine.
Sure.
I've got 4 weekends left to see my daughter compete at, you know, the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who knows? Maybe I'll see her play some beach volleyball someday or something. But, I mean, right. It's like, it's over, right?
Sure.
4 more weeks. Luckily, I have another one.
You see the end. The end is nigh.
I have another one coming up at Holy Cross, and she's awesome, and I love her so much. But, it's my last 4 weekends. But going up, so it's Saturday at 6. So I'm going up tonight to Long Island, and I'm going to see Vin coach at Mount Sinai.
Oh, it's an EB road trip. He's coming to Long Island.
He's got a pullover for me.
Oh, nice.
Mount Sinai pullover.
He's an associate head coach.
He's giving me the headset. And I'm going to get to listen in on the play calls and everything.
Hey,
and
Joe P, you can go F yourself. EB is my associate head coach on the sideline. I know you're insanely jealous, but too bad.
That's actually a true story. So you don't get, you see, Cakes is doing shit, but it's true. So Vin played college baseball. He was a pitcher at Iona, okay? Joe P.
Go Gales!
Joe P, you guys know from the show, right? Mm-hmm. Tales from Foxy Gator. Played football and baseball at Albany.
Okay.
So Joe P secretly thinks he knows football better than Vin, who only has coached high school football.
Right.
Joe P thinks he's an expert and for 30 years has made fun of Vin, saying your offense is terrible.
Is Vin
the
head coach?
The coordinator.
Is he the head coach?
Vin is the head coach.
He's the head coach of the team. Okay.
Now, Joe P does say that Vin coaches a great defense.
Okay.
But he says his offense is garbage.
Your offense is lackluster.
He wants to coach it.
Sucks.
And Vin won't let him. He won't let him anywhere near the field.
Mm-hmm.
And so Joe P's jealous that I get on the field tonight with the headset.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Who do you guys play tonight?
We play Columbia tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Who does Mount Sinai face?
I don't even know. I don't know the rivals.
You need to get read in on the opponent.
I'm going to do my scouting on the way
up.
You
do your scout.
Yeah, but I'm super excited. I'm super excited. So right after the show, but here's the catch.
Less time in the Diddy wormhole, more time on the opponent.
The last time I made the trek to Long Island after the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Left at 10. I think I picked up my wife or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get to New York City around 2:30, 3 o'clock or whatever.
It just stops.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
And then especially to get on the Long Island Expressway on a Friday at 3 o'clock, you'd rather be on Mars.
Yeah.
By yourself. Like, it's a nightmare.
Worse than the Beltway.
How long will it take you?
I mean,
6 hours?
It actually took me, for whatever reason, it took me through Brooklyn last time. I don't know. I'm not one of these guys. I have friends that think they can outsmart the Waze or the Google Maps. I'm not that guy. I know I can't outsmart it. Right. I just follow
Especially when you're driving around like Manhattan and New York City.
Yeah,
like,
next thing I know, I'm in freaking Brooklyn. There's no reason for me to be in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, it took me. In fact, I think I might have passed Paulie. I think I went through Mount.
Hey, you're on Staten Island. What are you doing out here?
I don't know why. It took me through Staten Island, Brooklyn, before I got to the Long Island Expressway.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a nightmare. That took me like 7 or 8 hours. Okay.
Oh.
I can't do that today. So I'm leaving at 9:56. I'm sprinting down, and I'm going to go.
Are you going home first?
Don't tell anybody. I went 103 last week.
Nice.
103.
On what strip of road?
Whatever.
Cruise control?
Yeah, wherever.
Whatever.
Cruise control on 103? When I was driving.
That's a lot. Maybe it was 83 or something. I don't know.
When I was driving down to Blacksburg last Thursday,
yeah,
I was trying to get in front of this one awful truck. These truck drivers are the worst because they get in the left lane, right? And they go up these hills, and it takes them miles to, and it slows down everything. Anyway, long story short, I was just trying to get in front of them. I caught myself going 97.
Whoa, yeah, man.
I've never gone over 100, I don't think, ever.
I've done it multiple times.
You do it all the time, but I was going 97, and I said, oh, my God. OMG.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It's a tribute to the Ultimate Drive Machine. You feel like you're going even realize it.
My Toyota was going 97.
But like, if you get in an accident or your tire blows out, going 97 or 103, great way to go to Bone Village.
Yeah, believe me, it was stupid.
I don't recommend it, and I dialed it down when I realized what I was doing.
It was stupid. It was an awful decision on my part.
You had to hear Enter Sandman.
But I just wanted to get in front of this truck because I knew if I didn't, I was going to be behind him for another 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So I will try.
Don't ever do it.
You took a risk. You took a little bit of a risk.
You just root for the Hokies tomorrow because you need them to win.
Yeah.
Can you
hex me. Jason got me thinking about winning $4,500 in this pool.
It's a nice score.
The team that Dylan and I have in his survivor pool, there's only five teams in position, but I'll probably lose a team this week, and then I'll be in the pack with all the losers.
Yeah, who knows? But you're
like me. Yeah.
But you're a big Hokies fan. Noon kick.
That means I'm rooting against the Hokies.
I know you are.
I'm a Hokies fan.
Because you're rooting for the Canes, and I believe the Hawkeyes.
I'm a Trojans fan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, Vin says I can work with the kickers. He's seen my video.
AEB, don't have him take their shoes off. I know you all advocate barefoot kicking.
No, I don't.
From back in the day.
The only reason why I was a Tony Franklin.
Yeah, that's right.
Is because my right foot is so much smaller than my left, and so I'm not going to buy two shoes. You have to buy a shoe that accommodates your biggest foot.
Right.
And so then when you have like a size 11 and a half in a size 13 shoe, it's flipping around. You can't make good contact with the ball.
Mm.
Then I realized, if I take my shoe off, I kick it silly. So that's why I was a Tony Franklin. That's why you see those guys that kick. You know what the kickers do? They wear shoes that are like 27 sizes too small.
They wear like ROM shoes.
They wear ROM shoes out
on the field.
Can you imagine?
Just try to stuff your foot into ROM's tiny little shoe.
That's what kickers do. Yeah.
That would be awful.
Yeah. I might work with the kickers.
Still smarting from my ping pong loss to ROM.
I told you it would affect you, right? They smoked you too. He waxed you just like he did me.
Yeah.
You know what? It definitely dings your dings your psyche and your ego losing to ROM in anything.
Anything except like an ugly contest.
Yeah, in anything. It's tilting.
Coming up next, we're going to get back to the Commanders-Bears game. We're going to check in with Scott Abraham from ABC7 next on a Football Friday here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.